Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Two schools in Davenport were locked down at midday today after a report of a suspicious person in the area. Police received the call about 11:30 a.m. of a person who might have a gun in the 5300 block of North Gaines Street near North High School and Harrison Elementary. Officers searched the area, only finding one person who they decided was not involved, and ended the school lockdown about 40 minutes later. They continued to search, but with no result. The Buffalo police chief is hospitalized in serious condition after a stolen truck collided with his squad car on Monday. According to the Scott County Sheriff's Office, T.J. Benning is being treated at University Hospitals in Iowa City for multiple lower leg injuries. Benning was hit on Highway 22 near Bluegrass when he tried to put out stop sticks. He and other officers were attempting to stop a stolen garbage truck. Police identify the driver of the truck as 20-year-old Logan Shoemaker of Davenport. His charges include attempted murder, armed robbery, serious injury by vehicle, and eluding police and stalking. Shoemaker was also hurt, but his injuries were not considered serious. Rock Island is seeing a spike in car burglaries. They're occurring mostly late at night or early in the morning and are being reported all around the city. Jason Foy, the deputy police chief, says the recent increase in car break-ins and thefts is due to easy opportunity.
You know, car burglaries are a crime of opportunity. People are the people that are breaking into the cars, see an opportunity to, you know, if it's a purse, if it's a wallet, if it's smartphone, if it's, you know, anything of value that's in there that they, you know, it's an opportunity for them.
Foyt says always make sure your car is locked and valuable items put either in the trunk or in a safe place. This means thieves will be less tempted to break in. He also says don't be afraid to call police if someone hears a car alarm go off, even if it turns out to be a false alarm. Iowa's public universities are asking the state for a $12 million funding increase next year. Iowa Public Radio's Katarina Sestaric has more.
The additional money would be committed to resident undergraduate student financial aid. It's intended to help with some of the tuition increases that Iowa's public universities proposed this summer. State-level cuts to higher education funding triggered those proposals. University of Iowa President Bruce Harreld told the Board of Regents about his request for an extra $5 million.
As we take tuition up, however, we need to also set aside an increased amount for student financial aid. That only makes sense. And so that $5 million, if we take tuition up, will help obviously offset that.
ISU is also requesting $5 million more, and UNI is asking for a $2 million increase. I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.
Hoping to raise money for charity and challenge themselves, too, three men from the Quad Cities are riding the length of the Mississippi River on their bicycles. Tom Rowe, Tom Tomes, and Jim Millman set out on September 10th in Itasca, Minnesota, and plan to reach New Orleans this coming Saturday. Speaking from somewhere in Mississippi on Monday, Rowe says they're averaging about 90 miles per day and will have traveled 1,600 miles by this weekend. He says he's enjoying the ride, but the weather has been a problem.
It's been 90 degrees every day, and we've had a steady headwind. Winds out of the south, 90-degree temperatures. Even in Minnesota and Wisconsin, they're going, this is the hottest it's been here in September in years.
They're also using the ride to raise money for three agencies, Alternatives, the Child Abuse Council, and Bethany for Children and Families. They call it breaking the cycle, as in breaking the cycle of abuse. Rowe says after ending their ride on Saturday, they'll celebrate Millman's birthday in New Orleans on Sunday. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.